America Weekend.
This is America Weekend, a new kind of radio, because life doesn't stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris. That music, of course, famous for being played on Fox NFL Sunday. And although today is not an NFL Sunday, there is news out of the NFL, or at least rumors out of the NFL, and they've been sparked by Brendan Iabundejo, who was with the world champion Baltimore Ravens, played 10 years in the NFL. This past season had a career-high 30 tackles from scrimmage, had a sack, had 14 stops on special teams, made the Pro Bowl, but also made the headlines by being a highly visible defender of gay rights and sex, same-sex marriage. Even though he is not gay, he is looking at this as a civil rights cause. And with all the talk about gay marriage at the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago, now there's talk from Brendan Iabundejo about possibly having up to four players in the NFL come out. Or at least that's the way the story was at the beginning. He said, "I think it'll happen sooner than you think." This is what he told the Baltimore Sun. "We are in talks with a handful of players who are considering it. And there are up to four players being talked to right now, and they're trying to be organized so they can come out on the same day together." Now, that's what it said in an interview with him in the Baltimore Sun last week. But on Friday night, he appeared on CNN with Anderson Cooper and explained it this way.
"There's organizations that I'm in contact with, and there's individuals that I'm in contact with, and collectively we know of some gay players.
Okay.
And these players are, some of them are anonymous, some of them we know who they are, but their identity is super secret, and nobody wants to reveal who they are, and some of them they don't want to reveal who they are, rightfully so, because it's entirely up to them what they are going to do. What we want to facilitate is getting them all together so they can lean on each other, so they can have a support group, and potentially it's possible, it's fathomable, that they could possibly do something together and break a story together. And one of them had voiced that he would like to break his story with somebody else and not do it alone. And that's all I'm saying. And, you know, whether it's one person that wants to do it or two people that want to do it, and not all of these athletes are even in the NFL. They're in other sports as well."
Okay, so that's more than we had heard from him in the Baltimore Sun last week. That's Brendan Iabundejo, former player for the Baltimore Ravens. Let's bring in a sports writer to give some perspective on this. Michael O'Keefe writes about sports for the New York Daily News and joins me now. Michael, welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, Paul.
What do you think of what Brendan has been saying and the prospect of a gay player coming out of an NFL locker room?
Well, I think at some point, whether it's going to be in the next couple of weeks or in the next decade or two, we're going to see a professional athlete in a major league sport come out and say that he is a gay man. I think that's a matter of time, and how long that will take, I don't know. But I'm a little suspicious of this report and of, you know, what Brendan has been saying, and I'm also a little suspicious, if you remember, a week or so before his comments, CBS Sports Mike Freeman also reported that there was a gay player who was coming out. But so much of this is couched in, I mean, listen to the language that Brendan used in his interview with Anderson Cooper the other day. Probable, fathomable, maybe, possibly. You know, it's not the kind of thing I would put my money on.
Yep, I agree with you. And that's why I was suspicious of this. And I wonder we certainly know that there are gay players in major sports, because we've had former players, once they have left the sport, come out and say, "Yes, I'm gay."
Absolutely.
What do you think would be the impact, particularly on an NFL locker room, and maybe it would be the same in hockey or basketball or baseball? What do you think would be the impact of a current player announcing that to the world?
Well, you know, it would be different depending on the sport, because it's just the nature of the sports. You know, baseball and basketball play almost every, you know, baseball plays every day, basketball plays every other day. The NFL is a once a week game, and so you have a whole week where you have to fill, you know, where reporters like me have to fill newspapers and websites and TV shows with news, and so we're going to focus more on that player perhaps in the NFL than we would, say, an NBA player or an MLB player where the story might pass more quickly. You know, the impact is going to be interesting. America has changed so much in terms of this issue. I think there's certainly going to be haters, and there's going to be, you know, whoever that first athlete is, he's going to receive threats. He is going to receive some ugly mail. But and I think this is a real change just in the last five or ten years. I think people will embrace this athlete, and that athlete is going to have some real support. People are going to rally around this guy.
Do you think it can be one person? You know, it's interesting we're talking about this because there's a new movie about Jackie Robinson that's about to premiere. It's called 42. Can there be a gay Jackie Robinson, or would it help if there were a bunch of them who did it simultaneously?
Well, I think if you had more than one doing it at the same time, I think that Brendan's logic is right. That would kind of dissipate some of the anger and some of the, you know, the curiosity factor, the people who want to say attaboy. I think that, that would dissipate that. I think at this point, one guy could probably do it as well. It would probably be easier if it was a group and they would have each other to lean on. But I think that it would be okay if it was one person. I think that they would probably get through it. I think the timing is very important. You know, if we're looking at the NFL, one of the things that this player is going to have to be aware of is he does not want to be a distraction to his team. And we're in this very brief window right now where I think that this could happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, and otherwise we're going to wait a year. Because, you know, you don't want to do this in training camp. You want to give people time to kind of absorb the news. You want to be able to have discussions with your teammates and with the team officials and people in the league. So, you know, NFL teams report to training camps in mid-July. Well, you're going to want to do this well before that. You're going to want to give people at least a month, you know, to have the story run its course. So really, we're in a period of time. It's either going to happen now or probably not going to happen until, you know, 2014.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris, talking with Michael O'Keefe, sports writer for the New York Daily News, about the possibility of an NFL player or another current player in one of the four major sports coming out of the closet and announcing that they're gay. I'd like your reaction to this remark by Sid Ziegler, who is the editor of Out Sports, who's been covering the gay athlete beat for years. Sid says, "This kind of speculation doesn't help anyone. It pushes athletes deeper into the closet and makes them more scared of every move they make. No one wins in this."
I have a lot of respect for Sid. I know him well, and I'm a fan of his writing. You know, Sid has been talking with athletes who have made that leap from being in the closet to out for a number of years, college athletes, Olympic athletes, people at that level. And so I'm sure that he is speaking from, you know, place of experience. He knows what he's talking about. I think there's a real, that, you know, I'm sure that he has talked to some athletes who have told him, had I had all this attention and buildup before I came out, I'd be very nervous. There's a lot of hype and a lot of expectation. I think Sid is onto something.
We have all been talking a lot recently about Mike Rice, the head coach at Rutgers, who lost his job after the video came out of him not just throwing basketballs at his players and kicking them, but also hurling anti-gay slurs at them. That doesn't help this environment, does it?
Well, you know, I mean, it's an interesting thing. It certainly doesn't help. I mean, if you're one of his players, in particular, I don't know if any of his players were actually gay or not, but if you were gay closeted player and you had this guy acting like that, that goes back to what Sid was saying. It would just push you deeper and deeper into the closet. I mean, what was really inexcusable about what Rice did was, of course, as he was doing this, this was about the same time that a Rutgers freshman, Tyler Clementi, committed suicide because his roommate had set up a webcam to capture him in an intimate encounter with another man. So that whole environment, that lack of sensitivity that Rice showed is really, really frustrating, really disturbing.
When you talk about more acceptance of the gay lifestyle, I consider it a generational thing, but there is, I'm sorry to say, also a racial component. There is less acceptance of this in the African-American community. And with so many people in major sports being African-American, do you think that could be a hindrance to somebody coming out not just feeling like they could come out because of the people who are around them, but what the reaction might be in the locker room.
You know, I think at this point it's more generational than racial. I certainly don't disagree with you that there may be less acceptance in the black community or in other ethnic communities. But, I think at this point, if you've been to college like football players are and you've been exposed to a bigger world, you're probably okay with, for the most part, with a gay teammate. Locker rooms have changed so much in the last 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. It used to be a time where Jeremy Shockey or Reggie White would say some ugly anti-gay slur, and other players wouldn't say it. If they disagreed with him, they didn't have the courage to come out and say it. Now we have a lot of players, Sean Avery of the New York Rangers, Brendan Amendejo of the Ravens, Chris Cluey of the Minnesota Vikings, who are actively taking a role in pushing for gay civil rights, and we have a lot of guys who are not as active, but when you ask them, would you be okay with a gay teammate, they say yes. I think the bigger pressure is going to come from fans and not so much the locker room.
Yep, I agree with you, and I really do think the generational aspect of it is a major factor. Michael, thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Michael O'Keefe, sports writer for the New York Daily News. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.